Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 8th. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate. Let's dive into our topic: the impact of backpack bans in schools on menstruating students. Eric, can you kick us off by explaining why some schools are implementing these bans?
Sure thing, Ted. Schools are jumping on the backpack ban bandwagon mainly as a security measure. It's all about keeping weapons out of the classroom. With the surge in school shootings, administrators are scrambling for solutions, and banning backpacks seems like a quick fix. The idea is that without big bags, it's harder for students to sneak in guns or other dangerous items.
Hold your horses, Eric. That's a pretty simplistic view of the situation. While safety is the go-to excuse, some schools are pulling all sorts of reasons out of thin air.
Now, wait a minute, Kate. I don't think it's fair to dismiss safety concerns as just an excuse. The well-being of all students should be the top priority. In fact, in Michigan, a superintendent explicitly stated that...
Oh, come on, Eric. There's absolutely no concrete evidence that these bans actually prevent school shootings. Security experts haven't been able to prove their effectiveness. It's just another knee-jerk reaction that's causing more problems.
You both raise interesting points. Kate, let's dig a little deeper. How are these bans specifically impacting menstruating students?
It's creating an absolute nightmare scenario for young girls, Ted. They have nowhere to discreetly keep their hygiene products. Can you imagine trying to hide a pad in your hair or stuff tampons in your shoes? It's humiliating and unsanitary. These girls are already dealing with the stress of puberty, and now we're adding this extra layer of anxiety and shame.
Surely schools are providing alternatives, though. What about keeping products in lockers or getting them from the nurse's office? It seems like there should be some workarounds in place.
Oh, Eric, you're really showing your privilege here. Those solutions are far from feasible. Take 13-year-old Emma from the article. She doesn't have time between classes to visit her locker, let alone trek to the nurse's office. And asking male teachers for menstrual products, that's mortifying for a teenager. You try explaining to your algebra teacher why you need to be excused every hour.
I hear what you're saying, Kate, but isn't this teaching students to be prepared and plan ahead? Life doesn't always offer convenient solutions. Maybe this is an opportunity for young people to learn some valuable life skills.
Prepared? Are you kidding me? A 14-year-old bled through her uniform at a track meet because she couldn't access her backpack. How on earth is that teaching preparedness?
Now, hold on, that's an extreme example. We can't base policy on one isolated incident. There must be ways to balance safety concerns with student needs. Perhaps we need to look at...
It's happening every day, Eric. Girls are missing class, risking infections, and facing unnecessary embarrassment. This isn't about life skills. It's about basic dignity and respect for students.
Let's take a step back and look at this from a historical perspective. Can either of you think of a similar situation where security measures have had unintended consequences for a specific group?
Certainly, Ted. This reminds me of the implementation of metal detectors in schools during the 1980s and 1990s. While intended to prevent weapons in schools, it led to longer wait times, privacy concerns, and disproportionately affected minority students. It took time, but schools eventually found ways to balance security and student comfort.
That's a fair comparison, Eric. But I'd argue this situation is more akin to the 1960s dress codes that banned girls from wearing pants to school. It was a policy that unfairly targeted and inconvenienced female students under the guise of maintaining order. Just like now, it took protests and legal challenges before schools recognized the policy as discriminatory.
I see your point, Kate, but the dress code example was explicitly gendered. The backpack ban applies to all students equally. It's not targeting girls specifically, even if it's having a more significant impact on them.
On paper, yes. But in practice, it's causing significantly more issues for menstruating students. It's an example of systemic sexism, even if unintentional. We can't ignore the real-world impact just because the policy looks neutral.
I think you're overreaching here, Kate. Systemic sexism is a serious accusation. This is about safety, not gender. We need to find solutions that work for everyone without compromising security. Maybe small clear pouches for hygiene
clear pouches
could be...
So now we're asking girls to publicly display their menstrual products? That's not a solution, Eric. It's just another way to embarrass and single out menstruating students. We need real change, not half-baked
compromises. Both of you raise valid points. Looking ahead, How do you think this situation will unfold? Eric, what's your prediction?
I believe schools will adapt their policies to accommodate students' needs while maintaining security. We might see the introduction of small, clear pouches specifically for hygiene products or designated areas where students can safely store personal items. It'll take some trial and error, but I'm confident we can find a balance that works for everyone.
That's overly optimistic, Eric. I predict we'll see increased protests from students and parents, possibly even legal challenges. Schools will be forced to reverse these bans due to public pressure. It's already happening in some districts. Girls are speaking out and parents are demanding change. This isn't going to blow over with a few minor tweaks to the policy.
Protests and legal challenges seem extreme, Kate. Surely open dialogue between administrators, parents, and students can lead to reasonable solutions. We don't need to turn this into a courtroom battle.
Open dialogue? Many of these policies were implemented without consulting female staff or students in the first place. How can we trust administrators to suddenly start listening now? We need action, not more talk. Girls are suffering every day while...
Now let's not get carried away. Change takes time, and schools have a lot of factors to consider. Safety can't be compromised overnight. I'm sure if we approach this calmly and rationally, we can find solutions that work for everyone without
resorting
to...
Calmly and rationally. Easy for you to say when you're not the one dealing with the consequences. Every day these bans continue is another day girls face unnecessary stress and potential health risks. We need immediate action, not vague promises of future...
This has certainly been a passionate discussion. It's clear that backpack bans are having unintended consequences that need to be addressed. While safety remains a priority, the needs of all students must be considered. Thank you, Eric and Kate, for sharing your insights on this complex issue. We'll be keeping an eye on how schools navigate this challenge in the coming months.